Thank you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Please, don't turn that dial.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Hey, everybody! This little bonus short is from an episode of the Jack Benny program called Christmas Shopping from 1941. Normally, we adapt dramas and kind of stick me in there, but for this holiday treat, we're doing the episode condensed, but exactly as originally written, with me standing in for the role of Jack Benny. Gee, this store is crowded. Everybody pushing and shoving. Oh, Mary, have you got my Christmas list?
Yes, here it is.
What does it say?
Unless my vacuum cleaner is returned before January 1st, I shall take legal action. Signed, Ronald Coleman.
The list is on the other side. Let's have it. Now, let's see. What's on the list here? Safety razor for Don, a dozen blades for Phil, and a bird on a stick that goes brrrr for Dennis. Remember, Mary? Last week, he told me he wanted one.
You told me at Ciro's last night you were going to buy Dennis a grand piano.
Last night, I had over 4 glasses of Muscatel. I'm all right now. So, where is the toy department?
Let's ask the floor walker. There he is.
Oh, yes. Dennis will love that bird on a stick.
How much did it cost, Madison?
Oh, 15 cents, $15. Who knows?
You do.
All right. Anyway, he'll love it. Pardon me, sir. Are you the floor walker?
What do you think I am with this carnation? A flower pot?
Oh. Well, I'm looking for a toy bird on a stick. And when you swing it around your head, it goes brrrr, brrrr.
You're a little too old for that, aren't you, Twitter Lips?
It's not for me. I'm getting it for a young friend of mine. He loves toy birds.
Don't alibi. If you like to swing birds around your head, come out and say so.
I don't like to swing birds. Believe me, it's for a kid I know. Now, will you please direct me to the toy department?
Very well. It's on the 3rd floor.
Thanks.
Like fun it is.
No, never mind. I'll locate it myself. Certainly a fine store to do business with.
You walked in, Sugarfoot. Nobody dragged you.
Oh, quiet. Come on, Mary. There's the toy department at the end of the aisle there. We'll get Dennis's toy. I could just see that kid's face Christmas morning. Where's the clerk?
Here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the toy department. What can I do for you?
Look, I'm interested in a toy bird on a stick for a young friend of mine.
Well, I don't know if we got one, but here's a novelty that all the kids is crazy about. A chemistry set.
A chemistry set?
Yeah, you know, it's a science thing with a lot of chemicals.
Oh, you mean chemicals, huh?
Take it, Madison. It'll make a beautiful Christmas present.
Mary. Well, it's nice, all right, but aren't these chemicals a little powerful?
Are they? I gave one to me youngster on his birthday, and he blew up 3 safes before they got him.
Well, I don't think I'd care for that. I'm interested in a toy bird on a stick.
Hey, Madison, here's one. Is this what you want?
Yes, that's it! A yellow canary on a stick! Look, Mary, here's the way it works. You swing it around your head like this, and then the bird goes, "Hey, mister, what's wrong with this? It doesn't work."
What's wrong with it?
Look, I'm swinging it around my head, and the bird is supposed to go brrr, brrr, brrr.
Aha! So you were buying it for a little boy, huh?
What?
You didn't want to play with it yourself. Not much you didn't.
Now wait a minute, Mr. Floorwalker. I was just testing it out to see if it worked. It's supposed to go brrr, and it doesn't.
The reason it doesn't go brrr is because you broke it.
I did no such thing. Now look, Mr. Floorwalker, all I came in here for was a bird on a stick. And if you haven't got one that goes brrr, I'll go someplace else.
Well, you're not going until you pay for the one you broke. Oh, Mr. Harper, Mr. Harper.
All right, I'll pay for it. But I'll tell you one thing, this is the last time I ever do shopping in this store. And here's something else. I've seen floorwalkers before, and you're the only one I'd like to mop the floor with. Gee, Mary, I'm so tired from all that shopping.
Imagine how do you feel if you bought something.
Oh, I'd have been a wreck. Good night, folks, and Merry Holidays from everyone at Madison on the Air. Bye!
Madison on the Air was produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. Mary was played by Madeline Dorta. Nelson the Floorwalker was played by Steve Jun. Mooley the Toy Department Clerk was played by Jeremy Sage. And Jack Benny was played by Madison Standish.
There are a number of things that we can all do to help stop the spread of the coronavirus and protect ourselves and our families. One is simply to clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If you don't have access to soap and water, then make sure you use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. And finally, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. These are some simple things that we can all do to help protect ourselves and our families from the spread of coronavirus. Be well, everybody.